हरे कृष्णा। टॉलरेंस इज नॉट पैसिविटी, इट इज मैच्योरिटी। सम पीपल थिंक दैट इफ वी बिकम टॉलरेंट, द वर्ड टॉलरेंस इन स्पिरिचुअल सर्कल्स इज यूज टू मीन नॉट रिस्पॉन्डिंग एग्रेसिवली टू सर्टन सिचुएशंस, एंड सम पीपल थिंक ऑफ टॉलरेंस एज पैसिविटी। Shouldn't I try to change things? Should I just accept passively whatever life sends my way? No, that is not the conception of tolerance. Let's look at a well-known verse in the Bhagavad Gita about tolerance, and then let's look at the overall context of the Bhagavad Gita itself. So, in the first occurrence of tolerance comes in the Bhagavad Gita in 2.14, where Krishna states that मात्रा स्पर्शास्तु कौन्तेय शीतोष्ण सुख दुख दाह आगमापायिनो नित्यास्ताम स्थितिक्षस्व भारत। सो ही सेज मात्रा स्पर्शास्तु कौन्तेय, दैट बाय द कॉन्टैक्ट ऑफ द सेंसेस एंड द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स शीतोष्ण सुख दुख दाह, दैट वन विल समटाइम्स एक्सपीरियंस प्लेजर, समटाइम्स पेन, समटाइम्स जस्ट एज वी एक्सपीरियंस समटाइम्स हीट एंड समटाइम्स कोल्ड। Agam apayino anityas. All these have a beginning and an end, and they are temporary. Anityas, and therefore tam sthitikshasva bharata. Therefore, tolerate them. So the Bhagavad Gita is telling that certain things need to be tolerated. Now, interestingly, if the Bhagavad Gita's call for tolerance had been a call for blanket passivity, then Arjuna would have been told by Krishna to just accept passively the Kauravas' injustice against them and to stay on as mendicants without doing anything to counter them, and then the whole war of Kurukshetra would not have been fought. So certainly tolerance in the sense of impotence or passivity is not what the Bhagavad Gita recommends. So certainly action has to be done, and the whole Gita was spoken so that Arjuna would take up assertive action, in fact aggressive action. So what if that is the overall context of the Gita, then what is the point of tolerance being told over here? That when we have to take action in life, we have multiple options of what all we can do. There are so many battles we can fight, and tolerance means to let some battles pass so that we can focus on the more important battles, the more winnable battles. So let's consider two situations when some battles are too small to fight and some battles are too big to fight. Both need to be tolerated. So for example, just as if it becomes too hot, it becomes too cold. Now, we might use some artificial means of temperature change, say ventilation, AC, or artificial heating, depending on the change in weather. But when we venture outside, we cannot do much about it. At that time, ranting about the weather and blaming it, that is not going to help much. So, trying to fight against the change of the weather is too big a battle to fight. It's pointless. We can't win against it. And further, Krishna tells that this is temporary. No matter how cold it is, no matter how hot it is, that weather is not going to be permanently there, so tolerate it. So some battles may be too big to fight. And if we waste our energy in fighting battles that are too big to fight, not only will we not win those battles, but other battles which we could have fought and won, we would lose the chance to fight them at all, because our energy would be consumed elsewhere in fighting the too big, unwinnable battles. Conversely, some battles may be too small to fight, and they also need to be tolerated. For example, if we are going for work and somebody in a vehicle next to us, ahead of us, suddenly cuts across us. Now, that person has done something dangerous. It may be illegal. It may be culpable. We can haul that person to a traffic police and book the person. But we may just decide, I have more important things to do. We may just go along in our work to our work and neglect that person's offense. So that is, we have more important things to do in life, and that's why we just see that as too small a battle to fight. Here also, we require tolerance. So sometimes life may send in our way adverse situations about which, if we start fighting against them, then we will not be able to do the more important things of our life. So tolerance is not passivity. Tolerance is maturity. To know which battles I should fight and which battles I should pass, either because they are too big or because they are too small. So in the Gita's context, Krishna tells Arjuna that trying to avoid death, either your own or that of your loved ones who have arrayed in a military formation against you in the Kaurava army, that is a lost cause. Yes, the death will bring about grief, but that grief will also be temporary. So tolerate it and persevere in your duty. So tolerance, far from being passivity, is the maturity by which we can focus on the opposite of passivity, that is productive activity. Purposeful productive activity, that tolerance increases the probability of being successful. Thank you. Hare Krishna.